It was a chilly start to a late summer day. Temperatures this morning were down into the 40s across most of the region. A few spots even reached the 30s early on. 39 degrees was the low temperature in Bennington, North Adams, and Pittsfield. Saranac Lake made it all the way down to 31 degrees early today. Temperatures have rebounded very nicely this afternoon as we have moved back up to near seasonable levels. The dew points remain quite low, so the humidity is not a player at all today, and we're looking at a nice, pretty sky. Sunshine is mixing with just a couple of clouds across the region this afternoon. And moving into tonight, high pressure will remain in control, so we're looking at mainly clear conditions. Some areas of fog are likely once again, just like the past couple of nights. Temperatures will be on the cool side, but not quite as cool as last night, as I'm targeting lows to be anywhere from the middle to upper 40s to low 50s across much of the region. And things will be quiet as we start off the weekend. Tomorrow we'll have that fog in the morning burning off. Sunshine will start off the day, but clouds will increase as the day moves along. There's even the chance for a couple of showers well north and west of Albany before the day is through. Temperatures tomorrow will be mild, running in the 70s, and we'll see just a slight increase of dew point through the day, so you might notice just a little touch of humidity, but it's not really going to be that big of a deal. Now, by Sunday and Monday, we'll have a cold front that's going to cross the region. So with the cold front, we'll have clouds and the threat for some areas of rainfall, maybe even some thunderstorms. And there is a possibility that some of the moisture from Tropical Storm Julia is drawn up into our area, which could enhance the rainfall a little bit in that Sunday to Monday time frame. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that some of that moisture does come in, as we do need rainfall. We've been talking about the dry conditions across the region. Now, we speak of the tropics, and Tropical Storm Julia is just lingering off the coast of the Carolinas. The storm is out far enough that it has really no impact on land at this time, and it's expected to just kind of linger out there for the next few days. I also want to mention a Tropical Storm Carl. This was a tropical depression yesterday. It's well off the coast of Africa, but it's racing to the west across the Atlantic and may become a hurricane by next week. The current forecast track keeps that storm to the north of the Leeward Islands, but obviously it's still several days away, so it's something that will need to be monitored right through next week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of late showers, with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of late showers, with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy fog, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Sunday and Monday, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and thunderstorms with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.